Okay, well, before we get into, well, we're still going to get into it, but before we get into the slideshow and stuff, Elizabeth is going to share kind of a lot of favor that God had with us on the trip. So give your ears to hear.
Well, I wasn't planning on sharing, but I guess God had different plans. This trip was amazing, awesome. Yep, trying would be a good word too. Lessons learned, friendships made. I guess I'll share a little bit about something that happened when we were on our way down there. We were in Miami, and our flight, we only kind of had like 45 minutes between flights. And it kept getting pushed back and getting pushed back and getting pushed back. And we were just kind of like, oh, I think it was like 2 hours or something. And Erin comes to me and she says, I can't find my phone. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't find your phone? And she was like, I don't know where my cell phone is. I think I lost it. And I was like, oh, man, look through all your stuff. So we're going through her bag and she couldn't find it. And she was like, it was in my back pocket, and it's not there anymore. So I could only think about what Sarah would have said, and I was like, oh, man, we have to find the cell phone. We have to find it. So I went to the lady at the desk who was checking bags as people were getting on, and I said, listen, one of the girls in our group thinks that she left her cell phone on a plane. And I said, is there any way that we can call over there and see if it's there? She called over there, and I don't know, maybe about 20 minutes later, the pilot himself had brought back her cell phone. So I believe, I don't know about anybody else, but I really believe that that was the reason why our flight was delayed. So just little simple things like that that you, I guess, kind of take for granted, but I knew that she was really happy, and I was really happy for her, too. It was just amazing. It was probably more than what I thought that it would be. I didn't really know what to expect. It is something that if the Lord calls me to do it again, I would gladly go and do it again, whether it be St. Croix or somewhere else in the world. So, yeah.
I think that our plane got delayed so I could eat lunch. Personally. All right, so before I play it, the main reason why we went down there is there's a camp that goes on. It's called King's Kids. And the video that we're about to show will show you a lot of what happened and what went on. You'll be able to see some of the relationships in the pictures that were made. And then there was much more than this video could ever show. The video is 6 minutes. But the kids will be talking about it afterwards. So, oh, sorry, this is our team, in case you couldn't see them. This is at the eastmost point of the United States, so we were very far east. And if it'll play. Well, I guess I don't have to get up. So we're going to have five of the kids share their experience and what God did with them and showed them and whatever. So, yes, you do stand up.
All right. Well, I had the pleasure to be a co-counselor in St. Croix. And sometimes I felt more like the main counselor because I had more trouble keeping track of the main counselor than I did half the kids in my group. But, no, it was a lot of fun still. My cabin that I had was great. The kids never got in trouble. The only trouble I had was oftentimes their eyes were bigger than their stomachs at mealtimes, and they would get too much food, but I guess that's pretty normal. Pretty much our day, we woke up at 7 and we went till 9:30. That was lights out. So it was a busy day. We were always on the move. So us counselors, we had a two-hour break in the afternoon, and we all looked forward to that time. That was our pool time and shower time. Looked forward to that so much. My favorite part in St. Croix was probably just building relationships with the kids. It was a lot of fun to see them change throughout the week, and each one of them was just, they were just amazing. They taught us so much. I think everyone up here can say that. One of the things that God showed me is not to worry and stress about a lot of things. When I was a counselor, I was like, a lot of things I would be like, what if this happens? What if the kids go here? What do I do then? And God just taught me to trust in him more, and just he knows what's going to happen. And just if I trust what he wants, what's the worst that can happen? And so, yeah, I'm never going to forget St. Croix. It was just a great time.
This last week or whenever we were there, I was the head leader of my group. I had five girls, and my co-leader was Lauren. It was awesome. During that week, it wasn't all fun and games. It was very difficult being in charge of five kids 24/7, sleeping with them. It was very difficult, but in the end, it was very rewarding, and it was just great seeing at graduation, very last night, just seeing how far they had come during the week. It was awesome, and it was very difficult for me because one of the little girls in my group, she was very, she didn't really listen to me very much. You know, she was kind of doing my own thing, you know. So it was a very difficult week, but in the end, the last night, we had worship, and she was standing next to me, and all I could hear was her, like, singing as loud as she could during worship, and it was just the coolest thing ever, because I was thinking, even though, like, this week was very tough and stuff, and I don't know what she, like, what her home life is or anything, it was still great hearing her sing and worship, and it was okay, so I was also a head leader of St. Cabin. I had five girls, and throughout the week, you could tell how much the girls changed, just like in their little ways. They're all unique, and they changed differently, but yeah, it was really cool to see that, and it showed me that I'm not too young to lead a group, and God will still use me to show God's word. Like, that's what I learned. Okay.
Oh, great. Okay. So, I was praying one night about the kids and about how we could teach them and help them to grow. And God said to me, keep loving them, be patient, and lead by example. And I think that all of the leaders and co-leaders did a really good job of that because we definitely saw the kids change, like, over the week. It was really neat. We saw them change and grow a lot. So it all kind of came together at the end for graduation. The kids had a graduation from the camp, which was really neat. That break time that Brenton was talking about, which we all loved. The kids loved it because they got to do sports and drama and dance, but we loved it because we got a break.
So they went off and they did, most of the boys did sports, and then a lot of the girls broke up into either dance or drama. They were learning several dances and dramas, which they put on for the graduation, which was really cool to see. So that was really neat. And then they also did these signs that were really cool. On one side, it was something that they believed or were doing before, or what something that they weren't doing, and then like how they changed, how their thoughts or actions changed because of the camp on the other side. So it was really neat to see those. Yeah, so that's pretty much it.
So when I was over there, God showed me a lot of, he taught me a lot of patience. Usually when, like, I blow up over my siblings doing small little things. And I was in charge of four wonderful, wild, rambunctious boys. And let's just say there were like four mini Gabrielles. As soon as you would sit one down, finally, the other one would run up. And when you would go chase the other one, sit them down, the other one was already running. But, yeah. So I didn't, like, have that patience. God supplied it for me. And, like, yeah. And, like, God can, like, God cares. And, like, he provides that patience for me. And he can provide things for all of you that, yeah.
Aaron, they're not laughing at you. It's Jared's nose being smothered. So these are, as you can see, I'm just flipping through a lot of these photos. This is like different quiet times and different things that were going on. The thing that I was really impressed upon about this whole camp is watching them be leaders. It was really cool just to see them really take their quiet time seriously and also have to make sure that when they do have four Gabriels, that they can take care of it, you know? So it was really cool. Like, these are just them, like, having quiet times with them. And then this is Nate probably saying, God, I really need you because my group is crazy. Nate and Aaron shared the same group, so poor Gabriels. Yeah. We'll look at it again. And then a lot of the adults, you don't see pictures of them in here helping with the kids camp, but they were doing stuff like this whenever they could. Whenever they had time, they weren't doing other projects. They were just trying to do whatever. This is Mike and Akira, right? Yeah, Mike and Akira, and they're just like drawing a heart and communicating over that, and it was cool. We had some downtime to just hang out with people. This is a picture of showing how much influence Nate really has on little kids. Okay. And now, where is she? Here you go.
My week at camp was a great experience. I had the opportunity to make new friends, learn more about God, and participate in lots of fun activities. As campers, we could choose between three activities, sports, drama, and dance. I chose to be a part of sports, which was led by Jason. And during the week, we played all different kinds of sports. We did basketball, hockey, dodgeball, football, kickball, soccer, volleyball, and wiffle ball. And the sports were all a lot of fun, each and every one of them. And we didn't just play sports. Jason also taught us about teamwork and good sportsmanship. I thought the entire week was a lot of fun, and I'd love to go back again.
Thank you. You can do this. You look good right there.
Well, as Chantel was saying, how we got to pick what we wanted to do, I was debating between drama and sports, but then drama really stood out to me. While we were doing drama, we focused on two skits, one hilarious one, and one serious one. I was in the funny one, but the serious one, it was really cool to see, like, how us kids, how we can express big things that we could actually share with other people, and they actually understood it. Yeah, it was just great to work with them. Yeah, I had a lot of fun, and I didn't regret picking drama.
They didn't talk about dance because neither of them were in that. Claudia was in it. She said she enjoyed it. So that's what they were doing, jumping and having fun. And so that's me talking about dance. All right.
Along with the King's Kids camp, some of us were able to bless the base there with some projects that they gave us to do. As their ministry continues to grow there, their needs grow as well. So these are pictures. Kevin and Mike and myself and Jared did some projects. Here we're building a bathroom, an outdoor bathroom there by the pool. The shower is next to it, but the only bathroom that was available was inside next to the kitchen, which a lot of wet kids running in and out with kind of made a mess, so they were looking to have a bathroom put in outside. So we were able to do that, and then as well as that, we there's a mobile home on the property as well that's used for housing, and the roof on that building was really bad, and I guess earlier in the year there was actually water in the light fixtures in the ceiling, and so we were able to put a roof over the building to keep the housing and keep it available. So that was another project that we were able to do that week. And also Mike was able to build a skate box with a rail on the side. I don't know skate lingo, but yeah. Skateboarding is a popular thing there, and it was cool to see Mike able to incorporate his love for skating in the ministry there, and you know that's something that you know is on really on Jason's heart to expand that sports ministry, and this is another way to do that. So it was cool. Yeah.
Kathy.
Mike cheated. He didn't stand up, but you should stand up.
First of all, I want to say this is a great group of people. I'm from the Door Christian Fellowship, so I was like the outsider. But within a very short time, I didn't feel like an outsider. So anyway, you guys are awesome. I enjoyed getting to know them, and I enjoyed working with them. The ladies did odds and ends. We cleaned a sugar mill. In the background, you can see the little fence there, but inside is a room, actually. And there's a ladder you can go up, and you can be on the top of the sugar mill and actually see pretty much the island of St. Croix. It's pretty cool. But we scrubbed the walls and cleaned the furniture that was inside and swept inside, and they eventually would like to use that as a prayer room. So it would be a really neat facility for that. We cleaned the hospitality suite down inside the main building. We did the offices, and they have like a room there that if you want to stay, there's a bathroom. And so anyway, when people stay there, obviously after they leave, you clean that up. So us ladies did that. And we did weeding. We did a lot of yard work. It's a big property, so probably that end of it could be endless. We prepared meals. We cleaned up our meals. We made decorations for the kids' camp. And last but not least, Kevin did an awesome job with being a pirate. And Mike R. did a great job at playing Jesus, who triumphed over the enemy. So basically, we just did whatever they asked us to do. And one thing I'll say, this is not my first missions trip. I do a lot with YWAM, and always, 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 you work very hard, but you play hard, and they feed you extremely well.
You guys ready for this?
Okay, I went to St. Croix prepared to work with King's Kids and to work on the base, but God had other plans for me. Through an event, a not-so-pleasant event with Elizabeth, I was given the opportunity to go through a wounded heart healing and conference kind of thing. And I fought against it to begin with, and Jared came to me and said, long ago, Jay prayed over this land, and the word restoration came to him, and this is what I was offered. So I took him up on that offer, and I then extended it to Elizabeth. During that time, God sent me to St. Croix to do a conference that was made in Lancaster. So he definitely has a sense of humor in that. It was supposed to be a 13-week session, and I did the entire thing in 5 days. It was, as you saw, the most exhausting but most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life. There it is. I was exhausted. One of the things I had to do was I was given a list of 119 truths of who I am in Christ, and I was to ask someone to help. So I went to Donna, and I said, I will read these to you. If I claim it, mark it as pink. If I cannot say it or my voice does not reveal that I believe it, mark it as yellow. And there was many I could not say. By the end of the day, I had claimed all of them. It was very, very intense. There were things I carried that I didn't even realize. And what I thought was mine had no effect on me. But I can say I did not lose any pounds in St. Croix, but I came home a whole lot lighter. Oh.
I had the opportunity to serve at the Lighthouse Mission with Vanessa. And the mission of the Lighthouse is to shine the light of Jesus into Christiansted. And we could definitely see that being fulfilled by the staff and just their heart for and their commitment to serving and encouraging the men and women that come into the mission. The mission offers a variety of programs. They have an after-school program for children ages 5 to 12 where they can come in and get assistance with homework. And then they're also offered a Bible lesson and an activity. And they have an adult morning meal as well. And that's Vanessa and I had gone in at 7 o'clock in the morning, so we were there for the meal. And that's followed by a brief message by a local pastor or missionary. And they also have a personal care centers where the people who come in can receive clothing or personal items that they may need. And so the particular morning that Vanessa and I were there, it was ladies' morning. So all the ladies who came in for breakfast could then come to the clothing center where we were sorting clothes that were donated, and they could each receive several articles of clothing and any personal or hygiene items that they also needed. And I'd say that morning we probably served about 10 women who came, and, you know, it was just unique hearing each of their stories. You know, they each have a different story about their life and their past. Some of them indeed were homeless and didn't know where they would spend or sleep the next evening, you know, at nighttime. Others were just, some had homes, but just were not able to afford clothing and food expense, you know, after they paid their monthly rent. They're just, you know, so they would come to the mission for a meal. Some facts that we had found interesting, too. The food and household items there are about 3 times higher than they would be here in the States. Electric is 5 times higher. And unemployment is 26%. So, you know, I think we saw a lot of poverty there on the island, and just it's very difficult for a lot of them to make ends meet. And so it was just a blessing to be able to be Jesus' hands and feet to those who came to the mission that day and to serve them.
And now Kevin's going to tell us about other stuff that Jason and Vanessa partake in.
Okay, everyone knows, or at least I shouldn't say everyone, but any of you here this morning who have been here for a number of years at Living Hope know Jason and Vanessa Pfeiffer. As a church, we've sent them out, I think almost 2 years ago, to serve at the YWAM base in St. Croix. And so that's our connection, obviously, in going there the past 2 years. Glenda and I got to spend time with Jason and Vanessa just separately from kids camp and other things going on. And one of the things I think that I was really struck by and encouraged by, and that is Jason and Vanessa have a huge heart for the people of St. Croix beyond just the YWAM base. Obviously, they interact with YWAM. They interact with the students there who are going through the discipleship training school, which is DTS. They obviously do that. But I think bigger on their heart is the people of St. Croix. And as Glenda shared, there's a lot of hurt in St. Croix. St. Croix, there's a lot of poverty. And their heart is really to the people. And I know that they were sharing that, you know, as they interact with people at the lighthouse, they can see those people in the streets, and they will stop their car and go up and talk to them. If they see them in a park somewhere, they will go up and talk to them. Jason's involved with the basketball ministry, which I think is there in the picture, and there's a lot of guys like ages 14 to, I think, 21 or 22, where 2 days a week they come and they play basketball there at the base. And these guys come from all walks of life. And, you know, Jason and the other guys get to speak into their lives, get to befriend them, get to share the gospel with them. And so, again, that was something that really I was blessed and encouraged by, with Jason and Vanessa's heart for the island, for the kids there, and they're committed to it. And as a church body, we support missionaries. We send missionaries out. And I would challenge us this morning to pray for Jason and Vanessa, to consider supporting them financially. All the YWAM staff there are self-supportive. They raise their own funds. So I would encourage us to pray about supporting them, pray about how you can be there for them. And, you know, they're always looking for additional support. And if you would like to do that, talk to Deb Ward here in the church office. I think she handles a lot of the monthly support for them. So again, it's just a real blessing to connect with them and to be there to hear what God's doing. And one of the things that I was also encouraged by is that Jason and Vanessa said that families are very broken on the island. So just the fact that Jason, Vanessa, Hannah, and Sophia are together as a family, the people there watch the way Jason and Vanessa react together or interact together, I should say, as husband and wife, how they treat their children, how Hannah and Sophia respect their parents. And that type of thing goes a long way in a place like St. Croix, where they just don't see that. So their examples, their godly examples, their testimony there is going out. So that was just a part of the trip that I was really encouraged by and blessed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. One thing I want to say is I had a conversation with Jason when we were down there, and I asked him, I said, "Are you happy here?" And his response was, "Yes, because I'm doing the will of God, and I know that this feels right." And so it's not just that he's down there because he wants to be down there, but he really knows that God wants him there, and he's very content and happy with that, and he's loving it. So he speaks to people's lives. I mean, just like, you don't, there's so many pictures that weren't taken that I wish there were. Like, it is a huge poverty area there, and a lot of people, you're going to see in a second how beautiful some of the places. I would say that's probably 10% of the island. It really is quite poor in many areas. And the hearts that they have and the other people at the YWAM base for these other people are just like, it's awesome. They allow kids to come and hang out, and these kids think because there's like a swimming pool there and people that love them, like that's like they're like in heaven. Like they are just all about it. They're loving it. So it's a great opportunity. It's a great ministry there, and I really like it. So because Kathy said, because we work so hard, we play so hard, I'm going to show you us playing so hard. I believe in playing hard, and I'm all about it. You guys got a sneak peek. This is us actually having a good time. I don't know if they knew I was going to take this picture, but I did. So we like to dress up like kids also, and Elizabeth wears a mustache real well here, so I thought we should put that up. This is the smile that Denise had on her face going through her healing process and everything that she was doing. So that was awesome. Just going to do it. Yes. This is the youth group kids coming up this fall, because Malachi will now be in our youth group this fall. So this is a group that went to St. Croix, our youth group. We had some time to chill. I shouldn't say that. There's not much chilling in St. Croix. It's like burning and toasting up. But this is also the Eastmost Point, if you didn't read it. This is where we were sleeping. And because there wasn't air... Well, we had... Oh, no, listen to this. Okay. So I wasn't going to say this, but Jared calls me, and he's like, "You're going to be so blessed." And I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "I know you hate the heat, and you tell me you get aggravated and frustrated. So you're lucky you get to stay in a place that's air-conditioned." I'm like, "Oh, God loves me." Like, I was like, this is amazing. Like, I was, like, praising God for days. So we get there. First night, AC was awesome. Let me say, amazing. And then it broke. I struggled the rest of the week with frustration. No, but okay, so this is the kids gasping for some refrigeration and AC wherever they could find it. And they happen to take all our drinks and everything else out just so they can hang out in the fridge. Yep. This is us going to the beach. We're walking through a resort. They have like resort areas there, and anybody's allowed to go on the beaches. Inclusive? Disclusive. Private. All right, I haven't been in school in a while. All right, so it's not private, and anybody's allowed to walk through. So this is us walking through a resort, not partaking in like their swimming pool and stuff. But this is the beach. It's pretty beautiful, I have to say. Huh? And we headed to our. Oh yeah, it's weird. Like there's beaches and stuff, and nobody really goes. When they look like this, wouldn't you be there every day? I mean, wow. So. This is just some random open seats that we could take that were there. We nobody had to bring them. We could just go to them. This is Jared in the black abyss of the ocean. Where he's floating on, it's about 40 feet deep. So there's many sharks nibbling at his toes. Sorry. Is it going to show? That was Chantel and Aubrey jumping off the pier. We went to a pier. This is the kids swimming in the pier. Can you turn it up? Can you turn it up a little bit? This is jumping. What did I say? They're swimming in the ocean off the pier. They're jumping in the... You guys knew what I meant. Wait, turn it...
Ready?
I had to readjust. The pier's like, I don't know, 10 feet tall. It wasn't high enough for Brenton. I did not ask him to do that. All right, that's enough. Okay. He asked me to do that, so I said okay. That's what happened. All right. This is a better picture of it lit it up. We went there twice. We went there during the nighttime one time, and then we went during the day.
So, Nate, answer me this. How come a girl is about to do a front flip and you won't do it? Oh, yeah, nothing. No words. Okay, let's do it. Ready? I'm ready. Yeah! Beasted it! Beasted it!
All right, I think I'm done yelling.
Huh? Oh, no. Not at all.
Yeah,
no.
Get in. I'm getting from the same reason.
Okay, ready? I was a little excited. All right. So I just wanted to stop it. But basically, nobody would do front flips. And I challenged Michelle to do it first, and she's like, fine, I'll do it. And I was like, yeah, you go for it. So she did it. That was her doing a front flip out the first time. She was the first person out of anybody in the whole group to do it, and it was because Nate was too scared. Sorry. So we also got a chance to go snorkeling. Everybody said it was awesome. I didn't partake. I stayed back, and I took a nap. Yeah, that's definitely you. See, there you are again. This is coming out of the. This is what it looks like jumping off the pier during the daytime. Oh, can't tell you that yet. All right, I hope that didn't stop it. But so we had a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it. It was pretty exciting. There was way more work that was done, but the reason why we didn't get a lot of pics is because there's only two photographers. And we were doing stuff most of the time. So you got what you could. You got to believe us that we did more work. So it was pretty, I mean, there was times that people were asking me, how you doing? And I'm like, I am so tired. Like, just because we were working and stuff, and I asked the other people, and everybody's just going at it. And it was really cool just to see people continuing to work. And it was very, very hot and very, very humid. So it wasn't the best weather for working. But we wanted to do what God sent us there to do. So we did a lot of work, and it was enjoyable. Now, this is a video, a thank you video, from the Pipers.
Okay. Hi, Living Hope.
Hi, Living Hope.
Hi.
We're just finishing off our week with your team here, with the group from church, and it was really a blessing to have everyone here. We did a week-long King's Kids camp with them. A lot of kids were impacted here on the island. And they were able to do some work projects for us here with a bathroom we built and a roof. And Mike helped me with getting the skateboard ministry up and started. So a lot of neat things happened while they were here. It was a busy week, but it was a real blessing to have everyone here. And we really appreciate the group being here this week. When they got here, we had been just coming back from 5 weeks in the Dominican Republic. And so our family is adjusting back to the island here in St. Croix for that. And we have a week off now, and in 2 weeks we're going to be starting another King's Kids camp. And that'll be a 2-week-long camp for the older children. So it's a busy summer, but we're excited to be here. We really appreciate all your support, and you guys are a real blessing to us, and it's just wonderful to see people from our hometown here.
We love you.
Bye.
And thank you.
Thank you.
They didn't write that out. They're actually thankful, and they did it all on the spot. So they were really happy that we were there. They felt really blessed. They told a lot of us that they were really happy just to see home churches. We saw, like, Vanessa cry because she saw some of her family again, and it was pretty emotional, and it was pretty cool, and I like to take part of that. I thought it was really cool. Even though I didn't know them before, they treated me like family when I went down. So that was really awesome. And this is our last picture before we went to the airport. And if you wouldn't, what'd you say? Oh, you good? All right. So two things that I would like to do before we go. First of all, thank you for everybody that supported us. We would not be able to go, so you are a part of the team, and we thank you for that we were able to touch those kids' lives and touch the people's lives in St. Croix it wouldn't have been able to done without you. So thank you. So we're going to hand clap you for that. And then if you could just pray with us that whatever we did there would really bless them and that it would encourage them and that would have pushed them in the right direction of continuing to follow the Lord even more so than they did before we left, hopefully we helped them. So if we could just bow our heads. Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity of being able to serve you in St. Croix. We thank you that people around this area and other areas and our church have supported us to be able to go and be a part of what our long-term missionaries, Jane and Vanessa, are doing, and that we could be a part to support them and help them and rejuvenate them and help them just get more energy and let them know that we care and that we're supporting them. And Lord, I just pray, God, whatever we did in King's Kids Camp and what we did there, building stuff and other projects that we did, I just pray that it'll bless YWAM and it'll bless St. Croix in general, that people outside of the base would be blessed for what we did, God, that you would just amplify what we have done and that you would take our small offering and multiply it, God. We thank you for who you are. We know that you are all-powerful and you're all-glorious, and I just pray that people would be able to see that on the island. And God, I just pray that you would just have your Holy Spirit impact people in divine, awesome ways on that island, and that people would be impacted in ways that they knew it couldn't come from nowhere but you, God. Lord, we thank you for who you are. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping us safe on the trip. Thank you for bringing us home to family. And thank you for all you have done in the past 2 weeks. We pray these things in your name. Amen. Okay. On that note, we want to thank you for sitting through with us and listening to our story of what happened in the last 2 weeks. We thank you for being a part of it. We thank you for helping us again. And you are dismissed. Ask many questions because there's a lot of stuff that we didn't get to talk about because we only have a time block of not so much time. So thank you.